The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Well, happy National Techies Day.
Oh.
National Techies Day. Ooh. Celebrating all things tech and the people that love that stuff. So many opportunities in the growing technology field.
Yeah, it's a lot different. Well, is it a lot different, though? I was going to say from National Trekkies Day for the Star Trek people.
Yeah, Trekkies. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you remember them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, are they still around? The Trekkies?
I don't know. I think they have conventions all the time, yeah.
Live long and prosper.
But Techies Day.
No, this is National Techies Day.
And they're not for carriers of Tech Nines.
No.
Okay.
That'd be way cooler if it was.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Mariah Carey went viral yesterday posting on her social media. She's flying in her private plane. And all of a sudden you hear the dun, dun, dun. Uh-huh. You know, the All I Want for Christmas Is You intro, the little bells. And then she turns around to the pilot and says, not yet. It's not time. They're always rushing me. But, you know, she's the queen of Christmas. Christmas is Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey is Christmas. That happened in the last, I don't know, 10 years or so that she has sort of dominated that holiday.
Not in my world. Jesus is Christmas, Riggins.
I agree.
Jesus is Christmas.
The reason for the season.
And I'm not going to sit around and worship somebody who chose to have children with Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Because that means that she needs Jesus more than any of us, I think.
Maybe she saw something in him that we don't see.
Or maybe she didn't see what we see of him just, you know, being a disgusting racist. Okay. Maybe she didn't see that part of him.
Not, I don't know.
But he is, in my humble opinion. Yeah. That's why I don't like him. He doesn't like me, for sure.
Doesn't like you.
I wouldn't think. No.
Really?
He says that we're mongrels. He does. That white people are mongrels.
Well, that's crazy. Let me ask you this. Lady Gaga was on Jimmy Kimmel the other night. She's promoting the Joker sequel. I would tell you the name of the Joker sequel, but it's in French and I have a hard time. Rob.
Folie à deux.
It's this Joaquin Phoenix Lady Gaga movie. And she's dressed up like a clown, but she comes off totally like some girl from New York, totally normal. And she's now engaged to this guy who also seems very normal. He's a very wealthy guy. He's a philanthropist. He manages Sean Parker's estate. You know, the guy that invented Napster. But anyway, she's engaged now, and she says, he actually asked me if he could propose to me before he proposed to me. That's kind of a lame move, isn't it?
That's why I was running a few minutes behind this morning, because I had to go brush my teeth again after I threw up reading that.
Like, what is that?
It's a softness that even some millennial men can't understand.
It strikes me as softness, but I thought, you're the CEO of this like huge company that's super wealthy. You'd think he's like type A, you know, kind of, I don't know what the word is, alpha male. But like asking the woman, hey, would it be okay if I propose to you in a few minutes? That's so lame.
Yeah, but
I'm happy for him. God bless him. But that's kind of lame, right?
But she's a feminist, right? Isn't she a feminist?
I have no idea.
I think so, yeah.
And so he's got to be submissive and beaten down by her.
Oh.
So he's got to be walking on eggshells, I'm sure, because he figures that she could just turn on him and hate him in any moment, whatever he does, because he's a man. I'm kidding, of course. No, I'm not.
Full hot takes. I read another hot take on the internet yesterday that I think some people are going to despise, and some people are going to go, yeah, I've been saying that for years. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So there's this opinion that's floating around on the internet, on social media, and a lot of people are saying, you're a monster if you think this. This is so wholesome. Other people are saying, thankfully, thank God somebody finally said it. Does putt-putt kind of suck?
Yeah. I've said it a long time. I don't like putt-putt, especially if it's out in the heat.
Well, yeah, it's going to be out in the heat. It's outside.
Not all of them. Some of them are inside. But I'm anytime we were anywhere and my wife would suggest or my kids, like, let's go play putt-putt. I'm like,
I think
but I never really told them this sucks.
It's so wholesome. It's fun. What's not to like about putt-putt? I mean, it's colorful. You're outside. You're with the people you like. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be good at golf.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might get a snow cone afterwards, have some popcorn.
Play an arcade afterwards.
Going to the nice, cool arcade. It's just not for you, huh?
Well, there's, arcades aren't either.
Well, that's true. I love putt-putt.
There's a thing that... that in Kannapolis, North Carolina, where we go on the weekends, sometimes they have a cool little entertainment district kind of thing by the ballpark.
Yeah.
There's a drink in the arcade that they make that Jody always has to have. It's a Jolly Rancher spirited beverage cocktail. And you go downstairs into this. People love it. It's got all those games and it's dark and
yeah.
all this stuff. And I'm like, do we have to go down there?
Will she get up?
Because she and Michael, handsome husband Michael, start playing games, and then we're there, you know, hanging out, and I don't like the games.
So do you make, what do you do while she's playing the game? Do you sit and kind of like sulk a little bit?
No, I don't sulk.
Yeah.
I just observe. Riggins.
I'm just curious.
But it's just a one part of this whole big business that has other bars and breweries, all this kind of stuff, and the whole thing is great. It's just that one part of it that, you know, I just never have liked arcades that much.
Will she get on, like, hit the joysticks and play, like, Mortal Kombat?
Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man. They got a giant Miss Pac-Man thing. It's like the screen is the size of the wall.
Oh, yeah, those are cool.
They're talking about Hot Shots.
The basketball.
You know, yeah.
Like,
which is what she was doing whenever I first saw her in life. She was playing one of those Hot Shot games at a sports bar.
I
thought she was so pretty.
Were you a good boyfriend?
Oh yeah,
to her.
Yeah, there were a couple of times I could think back when I was just immature and acting in high school or whatever, and I wasn't. Yeah,
today's National Boyfriends Day, so I was just curious. Do you think Tech D Rob, who's been with his girlfriend now for almost a decade, or me, Riggins, is a better boyfriend? Who's I'm single.
You.
You think I'm a better boyfriend than Rob?
Yeah, judging from what a woman would like.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you go out of your way to do stuff even if you didn't want to. When you had a girlfriend, you would do things that you would say even, I don't want to do this, or I had to do this, and you know, whatever. But you did it to make her happy.
Yeah.
Rob won't even go to the store to make his happy.
I agree.
He can't even pick up his socks.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, something is getting out of hand in our culture. And first of all, I want to say, my name's TJ, and I'm usually not one to say that I told you so. Even years after I had been saying something and nobody believed me, I was scoffed at, and then all of a sudden you look up one day and what I've been saying the whole time is true. It happens a lot. But I never point that out.
Never.
So, Riggins, you know how many times I get just railed by women, especially when I say that women are always in general, women are always trying to figure out a way to get something free.
Yes.
And they're trying to get a gift out of somebody or just some sort of hookup, some sort of free, you know, trinket.
They don't like that.
They don't. But this boo basket mess has turned into another shining example of how I've been right this whole time. And here's a woman in her car that's just throwing out tips to people on the TikToks.
Hey, boys, a little piece of advice. You know that girl that you've been talking to and she's kind of hinting about doing matching Halloween costumes? Oh, my God, so cute. Get her a boo basket. You guys are literally so cute together. Like, I'm sure everything's going well, but get her a boo basket.
Oh my, get her a boo basket. All Whoa, right, now, so a boo basket is a basket full of gifts. So Halloween is now another holiday where men have to buy women gifts. Hmm. Now, do women buy their boyfriends boo baskets as well?
I don't think so.
Okay, so now add this to the list of, you know, predominantly just getting gifts for women.
100%.
Yeah. And if you have to tell him Like we had one the other day where the woman was telling me, you need to get me a boo basket. You need to get me a boo basket. Now, what it comes down to, I think, Riggins, is not necessarily the trinkets that are in it. It's the fact that, if other girls or women are getting this, then they have to as well.
Yeah.
It's always a, you know, I got to show that my boyfriend cares about me, or I got to feel like he cares about me, like that guy cares about his girlfriend.
Because I saw it on TikTok or Instagram.
Yeah.
She's basically asking for, help me make content, but also be in a relationship. Give me the basket so I can put it on my feed, on my profile, so other women will see it. It's kind of like that.
Yeah. It's like the old school version of this is the difference between a man buying flowers for his wife or girlfriend and giving them to her in person, or having them delivered to her office.
Exactly.
Wherever she works, in front of everybody.
It's the 2024 version of that.
Yeah. But it does boil down to women basically swindling another gift out of a man. Guilting him into buying a basket full of little trinkets and gifts. And there is a guy that we have who's giving other guys a tutorial on how to put together a boo basket. So if you're not familiar with this whole concept, then you'll want to hear this, and then you know, more social commentary to come. I'm pretty sure we'll have that. So that's coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Sponsored by the Richard Tocato Companies. All kinds of stuff going on with interest rates and everything. If you want to get some cash out of the equity in your home, Richard is the guy. Go to homewithrichard.com. Homewithrichard.com for the Richard Tocato Companies. Okay. We're talking about the boo basket. Boo basket. It's a gift basket that... It's mostly young women are demanding now of their boyfriends or husbands. I've only seen it with boyfriends. I haven't seen any. Well, none of that first one we had where she was saying, you need to get me a boo basket. They were married. They had to get married. Shotgun wedding. So there is a guy, a young man, on the TikToks explaining to other guys, showing how to put together the boo basket for the ladies, and he's not doing it sarcastically. I mean, he's really, really out there doing it.
It's a boo basket. I'm going to show you guys how to make one for your girl, and you don't want to be the guy that gets sent one of these 1,000 times over just to remind you that you didn't make one.
I promise this doesn't have to be complicated. For example, girls are always cold. They also love pink, but I ended up going with a purple hood. Did you know aloe stands for air, land, and ocean? Girls are also obsessed with smells.
So he's going to these expensive kind of places, some like Target or whatever, but then he's going to these boutiques and stuff and getting real gifts.
It's a trick, but to mitigate the risk of burning the house down, get one so expensive that they won't burn it. At Le Labo, you can actually get their name put on it, just in case she forgets it's hers. My girl's always wanted this cup, and I also wanted another coffee. Now pick up a snack that you like. Be real, she's going to crack the bag open, forget about it, and the rest is yours. Now for when you're...
See, this is him trying to save his manhood here, to his image of being a masculine guy. Acting like, I'm just doing this because I'm going to eat these chocolates because she's not going to eat them. And then the other one's like, you won't want to get the house burned down. Where's his dad?
It was cold, but also stationary. Throw a blanket, it'll do. Off to Target, straight to the Legos. Tell her you'll take her out to dinner when she's done with this set. Guaranteed peace and quiet while she does that for the next few hours.
Okay, so then he's saying, guaranteed peace and quiet. He's like, hey, he doesn't care about that.
That's interesting.
Now he might as well just go, you know, get himself a purse while he's at it. Because he's going to be holding hers the rest of his life.
But you do sweet little gestures like this for your wife all the time. So why is this any different?
Because my wife doesn't demand it. She doesn't tell me, you got to go get me something. And it's either for regular established gift-giving holidays, or it's just a thought that I have, you know, to say, oh, I'm going to get her this because I appreciate her. And I want to show her that I appreciate her, that I was thinking about her. This is all premeditated. I'm doing it because she wants me to, because I don't want to be that boyfriend who doesn't do what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
It's fake, is what I'm saying. Most of it is fake. If Halloween were a gift-giving holiday, the devil would have said that when he created it.
If Jody asked you for these things, would you not get them for her anymore?
No, she's asking me for things like for Christmas. She has like a Christmas wish list or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
But not just all of a sudden because all of her other, you know, 50-something-year-old friends, husbands are buying them little trinkets. And I got to have a trinket.
Yeah.
No. She wouldn't do that. If she were that type, we wouldn't be married. That's fair. Probably.
Maybe.
Mm. No, not maybe. No, if she weren't pretty and she asked for gifts when it's non-gift-giving time, no married.
See ya.
Yeah. Wouldn't have happened.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
Is it spooky season or is it sloppy season? Applebee's is selling a Halloween-themed cocktail, calling it the Dollar Zombie.
Hmm.
It's just $1.
Yeah, they always have those kind of. Are they the ones that did the dollar margaritas or in the Long Island iced tea or whatever it was?
They did. They only did dollar Long Islands, I think, 1 year.
Yeah, and then people got crazy.
who could have seen that coming with five liquors or whatever? I've never had a Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, I mean, why didn't they just do Harvey Wallbangers? I mean, just go for a really old school kind of.
Yeah, we're just going to give you a shot of grain alcohol and charge you a quarter for it. So this is a dollar zombie. It's just $1. They did do the Dollarita. They've done the Pot of Gold at St. Patrick's Day. I don't know how St. Patrick would feel about that. But yeah, people are just getting like sloppy drunk at Applebee's now.
And I'm assuming these have melon liqueur in it, ought to make it green.
It's yeah. Like a blue green with a little gummy brain at the top.
Yeah, blue curacao.
Is that what that is? Yeah. So, yeah, dollar you can get. I mean, have you ever gotten drunk at an Applebee's, TJ?
Oh, yeah.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Keep them coming.
Yeah.
What kind of dumb question is that?
I've gotten drunk at one, and I've shown up drunk at one. I'm pretty sure.
I'm here.
Yeah. Not driving, of course.
No, certainly not. Taylor Swift is in the news today. According to an anonymous poll, 72% of NFL players think Taylor Swift's presence at games has been a positive for the league. 72% think it's been positive for the league. Only 5% think it's been negative.
But you know what? I think the most positive thing for the league right now could be if the players were better.
Is that what you think that would improve the viewership?
Well, I don't know. The viewership is what it is. I mean, I think they're still doing well in ratings and all that, but it just doesn't seem to be, you know, as good. Like the quarterbacks aren't as good as they used to be and things like that.
Is that a hot take or are people
saying
that?
That's a hot take.
Okay.
It's a hot take. Because they're rules. A lot softer, you know.
Yeah, the new rules are not good.
And that kickoff that they do now.
I've seen that.
Yeah. Like a flag football kickoff some sort.
So do you believe this poll that 72% of players think that Taylor Swift being there is good for the game?
Yeah.
You think that's true?
Right, yeah. Because they are in the entertainment gossip business now. NFL players are part of entertainment gossip.
Yeah, it is.
They're celebrities and not ball players.
It is entertainment.
Yeah. It's TMZ on turf.
Yeah.
Is what I call it. Remember, I coined that.
That's right, you did.
TMZ on turf.
Yeah. Did anybody get to check out last night's episode of The Golden Bachelorette?
No. My wife, Jody, was watching it when she turned it on, because I go to bed at that time when it comes on. And she's like, okay, good night.
Yeah.
Like, rushing me out. Yeah.
It is kind of funny, the clips I've seen, because it is old guys all vying for the love of one woman in her 60s. But the clips I've seen, one guy goes out to the store and he's like, I'm going to help out the guys because I've been hearing a lot of snoring. So he buys earplugs and melatonin. And then the camera does like B-roll of all these guys just sleeping around the house. They're exhausted.
Yeah.
They're old guys.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not as old as they are. I'm close, but I'm not as old as they are. And I'd be tired all the time. Crazy schedule. They got to throw all of that into about a week's worth of taping.
The whole show is guys just sleeping on futons and love seats all over the place. It's crazy. So I have, I read the craziest story on the internet yesterday, and I cannot wait to tell you about it. It involves goats. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I thought this story was a joke when I saw it yesterday on the news. It's everywhere now. You've probably seen it. I have not stopped thinking about it. There's an 81-year-old guy that was just arrested. He lives in Montana. He's been charged with, he had the male parts of a goat that's found in Kyrgyzstan, this mm-hmm. large mountain goat. He had the male parts shipped to him in Montana. He then used those parts mm-hmm. and the material inside those parts to clone one of these sheep that are found in Kyrgyzstan, these yeah. large mountain goats, mm-hmm. rather.
Very nice.
Very nice. He takes this cloned goat, all under the secret, all, this is all done in secret, then takes that goat that he's cloned, breeds it with a native goat, another large mountain goat that's found in America, and he called it the King Mountain Goat, and he was doing this to exclusively for hunting in like Minnesota and Texas. He was going to take this created goat and use it for hunting so that
put it on the game reserves.
Put it on the game reserves. And you know who didn't like that? The federal government.
Right.
They came down, they fined him, I think, $20,000 or something like that, and sentenced him to 6 months in jail. Judge said he wanted to change the genetic makeup of creatures, of like God's creatures or something like that, mm-hmm. something dramatic. So I didn't even know you could do that. You can just buy the parts online and have them like shipped to you in an Amazon box or something.
I don't know if that's part of that dark web y'all talk about all the time. I've never been able to get on that. Yeah. I've never been able to get on that dark web.
What's the website for the dark web? Yeah. I don't know.
www.darkweb.com, obviously. But
his lawyer, his name is like Arthur. He said this has ruined his life. He is absolutely shattered by the news that he's going to jail and... I don't even know what to make of this. First of all, how brilliant. At 81 years old, he's like cloning goats at his farm in Montana. That's mm-hmm. impressive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I guess the federal government said, no, you can't do that.
Yeah. And the reason why is probably because he didn't go to the federal government first and pay a bunch of mm-hmm. a bunch of fees to be able to do it and be overseen and all that. Now, I'm not for cloning things and all that stuff. I'm not even for chat boxes.
Yeah.
But... I mean, 6 months in jail, $20,000 on an 81-year-old man. I mean, how much damage did he do?
Yeah, right. I mean, and it was for hunting, and it's a business. I get that. But
did he make any of them?
He did make them, and before he was able to sell them, they swooped in, and I don't know how they found out.
And could they reproduce?
Yes.
Amongst themselves? Because, you know, like when you cross a donkey and a horse, it makes a mule.
Right.
And all mules are sterile. You can't have a mule from a mule. You have to have... the combination of a donkey and a mule. I wonder if it's the same way with these.
Yeah, they did call it a hybrid animal, so they mm-hmm. were breeding this cloned animal with a native species. But you just don't picture a guy in a cowboy hat sitting there with like beakers and test tubes and eyedroppers cloning things on his farm. I mean, it's like going down to Louisiana and finding out they're, you know.
Some smart people. That would be so shocking to you, Regan.
It's not smart. Brilliant.
Okay.
It's different.
Right, radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
From the Calitrin Studios, if you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then and you don't want to give yourself expensive shots with unknown side effects, go to tjriggins.com/weightloss and order Calitrin today. Y'all know I love an Irish accent, mm-hmm. and I also love when people are standing up for old school things and like, this doesn't need to be changed. This has worked well for so many years and it's fantastic and all that. Not that I'm against change or technology or anything.
No.
But in this case, this is a lady making a hearty Irish stew and telling us her thoughts.
I'm just here stirring a big pot of Irish stew with a wooden spoon. Lance, your deconstructed gluten-free cuisine. Give me an 80-year-old pot that was gifted to my grandparents on their wedding day when they were both 13. And a load of mate and veg and some spuds will boil it until it tastes like nothing, and somehow it'll be the most nourishing food you'll ever eat. Long live stew.
Long live stew. Because Irish cuisine is not, you know, that's not what people really strive to get. You know, they don't put that in the, you know, in the Iron Chef competitions and things like that. But she's like, plenty of, what does she call it, veg. Plenty of veg and spuds.
Spuds. I hate that they call it spuds.
Riggins, our own tech D Rob learned a lesson in the kitchen yesterday.
You're kidding.
He learned, you ready for this? He learned that if you take mayonnaise and mix it with water, that it's a milk substitute when you don't have milk for your macaroni and cheese.
Well, you ready for the second surprise of the day? I had no idea that of that either.
Well, that wasn't an official, you know, from a you know, a cooking school or anything.
No,
that was some guy that said I tried this once online because he could. You ran out of milk before you. You didn't know you were out of milk.
I already started like the pasta thing that I had.
Yeah.
I've had it in the microwave and I was looking for milk and I went, oh no, I don't have any milk. So I had to do a quick Google search and most of them said you can use evaporated milk, you can use powdered milk and all that kind of stuff. I didn't have that, so I kept scrolling near the bottom of this Reddit thread. Somebody said I did it with mayonnaise one time, so I gave it a shot.
All right.
So
shockingly, it wasn't great.
Oh, it wasn't.
It tasted like mayonnaise.
Oh, did it? Ugh. I guarantee you, I spent many nights in college making macaroni and cheese without milk. I just added the butter and maybe a little water.
Did you have butter?
Yeah,
I had the butter. You should have just done butter and water.
Well, it says you need both for the Walmart brand blue box, but it said you need butter and milk.
So is it for that machine that you have for the microwave that you cook it in, or is you could have done it on the stove with just water? And
I could have done it on the stove.
Okay.
But I can just type in 7 minutes on that microwave, throw that Fosta pasta in there.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Ugh. But I don't think it would take you more than 7 minutes to do it on the stove, it wouldn't be disgusting.
But you have to sit. The mayonnaise is all that ruined it.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So if you would have just done it on the stove yesterday, you would have been fine. But you know what? He's a millennial, and if there is technology available, millennials have to use it even when it's not the best choice.
I got to save my time, man.
That's what it is.
Time's up.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Pretty girl. So today's National Boyfriend Day. So if you're a boyfriend, I think that would be a way to celebrate is talk in that accent all the time. Every time your girlfriend says something, they go, hello.
Hello.
And always call her pretty girl. Pretty girl, pretty girl. Hello. Hello, pretty girl. They love that.
Yeah.
I know my wife does.
Will boyfriends like get any kind of gift for National Boyfriend Day?
I don't know.
Like, will they get a boo basket?
I wouldn't think so.
Probably not.
They should demand it, though. If you're a boyfriend, demand that you get a trinket today. Nothing that you do together, either. Just something specifically for you.
You know?
And I would say, like, the stereotypical, I mean, you know, get a golf club or something like that. But that doesn't apply, I don't think, to the young men of today.
A
video game or more of like a scented candle? I'm not sure.
Oh, it smells so good.
The Reddit had a thread it on there. They were asking the peoples, if you had a t-shirt made with the most used phrase, like the phrase that you use most in life, what would the t-shirt read? And it says, number one was no worries, which it's a sad state, you know, when the number one thing that that people use on the, you know, as a phrase all the time is foreign in America.
Yeah.
That's British and Australian and all. No worries. Next thing you know, everybody will be calling their sunglasses sunnies.
What's next?
Number two is, I don't know, I just work here.
Oh,
number three, fair enough. Number four is vulgar, so we won't say that. Number five, where did I leave my whatever? Number seven, and it was, I think you're on mute.
Oh, because Zoom calls. Yeah. Oh, these people are comedians in here. I love it.
But seriously, what mine would be is I try not to say the same things over and over and over. You know, I try to not have things that I'm always saying, unless it's something profound, of course. But I think I say more the phrase, I get it, more than anything else. I say that more often than anything else, yeah. I get it.
Oh.
Because a lot of times I feel people are trying to overly explain things to me, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it. I say really? That a lot. Like, yeah, you don't have to keep, go to the next thing. You know, yeah. But I don't say it in a rude way. I just go, yeah, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
You feel like it's kind of patronizing a little bit? Like they don't think you're getting it?
I don't really. I just think that a lot of times people don't realize when they're being annoying.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
I give them some grace.
Yeah.
is no sweat just as bad as no worries?
No.
Because that would be mine.
That's an American one.
No sweat.
Mm-hmm. Mine would be, here's the deal. I find myself, I catch myself saying it all the time, and that's just like my dad. My dad says it all the time, but I say it to my dad. All right, here's the deal. Here's what we're going to do. Here's the deal. And that is annoying.
My friend, handsome husband, Michael, will say, okay, so here, A, and then he'll say whatever it is, and then he never comes back with a B.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah, so that would be bad. His. A, and then just da, da, da.
What was B? I'm dying.
Right. Then he just gets all caught up in what he's saying. So that's fun.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Iran, I mean, it's a lot of political stuff going on right now. And aside from the political stuff, there's a lot of things going on in the Middle East and Israel and Iran or Iran. I'd say Iran. Does that make me sound like a dumb person?
No.
Iran?
No, a lot of people pronounce it incorrectly. But
I know. Everybody on the news, Iranian.
Yeah, it's Iran.
Iranian. Yeah. Iran. But then again,
whatever they want it to be called, I wouldn't have a problem with mispronouncing it, calling it something else just to aggravate them. Who cares?
Yeah. So those are all the top trending topics. But there are other stories going around. Like there's an update from, you know, earlier this week we found out that there's 120 new accusers in the P. Diddy thing. Including 25 minors. There was a 9-year-old boy in this lawsuit. And the attorney for these accusers say that there are going to be some big name people in these documents, people that you've heard of, big celebrities, and you're going to be shocked. Now, I don't know what the point of saying that is in public. Is it to get some press? I just don't know how that works, that system works. But there's a story out today in Page Six that Denzel Washington was at a Diddy party in the early 2000s with his wife, and everybody went, whoa. But the story is that Denzel saw Diddy doing something at the party and confronted him about it.
Yeah, and then left.
And then left with his wife. Yeah. And the quote that they attribute to Denzel said, you don't respect anybody. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But the stories that you're now hearing about these Diddy parties are shocking.
Yeah.
Truly shocking.
Yeah, and just completely deranged stuff. If any of that's true, it's just awful.
Yeah.
So like you don't even want to be around people that would participate in stuff like that. Like lock them away or whatever. Yeah. You know, they don't need to be in society.
It's scary, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So what else is trending? There's a new movie coming out. You know Robbie Williams?
Yeah.
He's a huge deal in England and stuff like that. I don't know that it ever translated in the United States, but there's a movie being made about his life. Now, here's where it gets weird. It's a Robbie Williams biopic, but instead of Robbie Williams, it's a monkey.
Yeah, I saw that. It's weird.
Called Better Man, and it tells the life story of Robbie Williams, but the singer, he's being played by a monkey? I mean, have we really...
Why does everything have to be weird?
It is...
It's just so weird.
And I think it's voiced by Robbie Williams as well. But you're right. I thought of you when I saw this. I said, oh, yeah, no, everything's just odd now. Yeah. You can't just do anything normal.
Just tell a story.
Just tell
please.
Me. Tell me a good story.
I thought it looked interesting.
Yeah, I figured you might like it. More coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, did you have school dances when you were growing up, like other than homecoming or prom?
Yeah, every Friday night after a home football game, we had what was called the fifth quarter, and you could go to a dance at the Methodist church because, you know, the Baptists can't be dancing, especially at their church. So the Methodist church had a dance for the kids.
So it wasn't affiliated with the school, but everybody went over to do it. My parents, the same way, they grew up in Chicago, and after football games, they'd have, like, Tina Turner would come and play, like, for the school dance, or Chicago, or Styx, you know, like, these big bands.
What was the other one? Cheap Trick, didn't they play something
for them? Cheap Trick, maybe, yeah. Like, they had, like, legitimate shows after the game. But I went to Catholic school, and growing up, we had school dances, and it was thrilling. But the nuns were there watching over the entire thing. So you didn't dare get too close when you're slow dancing and stuff. But we had slow dances and stuff. Mm-hmm. But they were constantly walking around monitoring everything. But in Oklahoma, they just arrested the principal. His name's Mickey Repledge.
Yes, yeah,
he showed up to the dance, and he was allegedly highly intoxicated and smelled of alcohol to the kids. Here is the police chief talking about the incident.
Someone who is entrusted with children every day. So that's a component of this, and we understand how parents feel about that. Our special victims unit is leading the investigation and talking to these kids. What we're asking for is more evidence. We're sure that kids there might have taken some video or had something else, and if they have that, to please submit it to us.
So they are now setting up counselors at the school for the kids. They said he also allegedly got a little handsy with some of the students in Oklahoma. So he has been fired and arrested, and his life is now ruined and all that stuff. But what possesses you as the school principal to show up at the dance drunk?
I don't think our principal in high school ever was at a dance. Not at homecoming, not at prom, none of it.
No, that you get moms or, you know, the PTA watching over you. But
there were other teachers.
Yeah.
But the principal wouldn't be associated with any of that kind of stuff. No, you don't see the principal having fun.
No,
not back then.
No, it's not a good look for the principal to be having fun. That's exactly right. Take that home with you.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
So Riggins was just talking about going to a Catholic school when he was young before he ended up getting into the public school and getting accosted his first day.
Yeah, that did happen.
And robbed.
Yeah. Guy picked me up off my feet, stole my shoes. Yeah. I was skinny. I know it's hard to believe if you're watching on YouTube, but at one point I was really skinny and picked me up, put me into the locker, and then another guy came up, took my shoes right off me.
Mm.
They were tied. They didn't even untie.
But you know, I maybe have told you this before, but I was an adult before I ever saw a priest and a nun in person.
Really?
Yeah.
Louisiana has more Catholics.
I think it's where I grew up.
Top 10 most Catholic states in America.
Right.
And the only Southern state.
Because, that's the reason why Louisiana has parishes instead of counties, because all of the people who settled there were Catholic.
Yeah.
But where I grew up in central Louisiana, in a small town, it's all, you know, pretty much Baptist, Southern Baptist. And we had one Catholic church in my town, and I never saw a nun. Maybe I did, and she wasn't wearing the habit or whatever.
Yeah,
maybe I ran into her at the AMP or something.
Yeah.
And I never saw a priest until I was grown and moved to a bigger city.
Really?
Yeah.
And
I thought I was watching The Exorcist. That's the only time I'd seen one. No, I'm kidding.
Sometimes nuns will wear like what they call street clothes, and priests do sometimes too.
But,
that is interesting. Because Louisiana, I mean, it's like New York, Delaware, and Louisiana. I know it's in the top 10.
Yeah, everybody from the middle of the state down is Catholic. It's all Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
But from the middle of the state up is where you start getting more into, you know, other faiths.
Yeah.
You know, more like Southern Baptists and a few Methodists and things like that. Not many Episcopal churches or things. It's pretty much Baptist, Methodist, and... Well, they're Pentecostal. There's a lot of Pentecostal.
Pentecostal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy. That what did you think? Was it a white priest or a black priest?
White priest. White.
Was he wearing the collar?
Yeah, yeah.
Where?
Well, and when I moved to the bigger city of Alexandria, Louisiana, when I got into radio and first moved there, because they have a big Catholic church.
Yeah. Now. Did you stare?
No, I was just like, oh my God, it's like I'm really in the big city now.
There's a priest over there.
Yeah. And he was drunk, of course, wherever I went. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So my buddy Riggins does not have a Southern accent, even though he was raised in the South. He does not have one because all of his family is non-Southern. But he does a pretty good Southern accent. A lot of people who are, you know, are not Southern and they try to do a Southern accent is bad. It's just awful. I think it's one of the most horrible accents that people try to do. They mess it up the most.
Yeah.
And it may be because I'm Southern. I'm sure people from Boston think that about somebody trying to do a fake Boston accent.
Yeah.
But can you do that that short A sound, you know, like with people from Chicago, like your family, and they say it happened. It happened. You can always tell they're from the Midwest when they have that sound.
Yeah.
But a lot of really country Southern people would pronounce the word last as liced.
Yeah.
That's the last time. This is the last one we're doing.
Almost with a Y.
It's almost like an IA blend, like liced, liced.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Liced.
Yeah, you need to work that into your one-star strip club review things that you do in your Southern accent.
Yeah, we still do one-star strip club reviews. If you're a member of TJ Riggins Prime Plus, you can get that every single week. So a lot of people ask me about that.
So Rob was telling me earlier, you know how we'll say, oh, man, I'm taking a bed nap today.
Yeah.
If you're really tired, you can go home and take a nap.
Serious.
Or Rob and I will say we're taking a CPAP nap, strapping that on for the afternoon nap. What kind of nap did your cousin take yesterday, Ro?
A face down on the couch nap.
Just a face down nap.
Face down?
So I have, it's like, it's kind of like a sectional, but it's like on each side there's the longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his feet were hanging off the end of that. And he was on the middle part too. Just face down with dogs on either side of him.
Face in the cushion.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's suffocate and die.
Is that a face down nap or is that a face down passed out?
That sounds like a passion.
We didn't just have a pizza buffet, so it could have been just passed out.
Did you stumble onto him sleeping like that?
No, I was watching TV, and then all of a sudden I heard snoring. I looked over. I was like, oh, my God.
Man, so he's having a hard time breathing as it is because he's snoring, and then he's got a cushion in his face.
Holy. Oh,
my God. Where everybody's butts have been as well. You know, just face down on that. Oh. No, thanks.
Whoa.
Pizza must have had Ambien in it or something.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.